Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Right?
Today is
a special day.
Special day, bittersweet. It is... I guess the last podcast of what we're calling season two, which is the second year that we've done this project to talk to our kids, families, or whoever is listening out there. I actually went back and counted the number of episodes that we recorded. This is our 67th episode. So,
we're
pros now.
Well, hopefully we are reaching more and more people out there, and if you have any suggestions for topics, send those suggestions in. Email me.
Yeah.
Chapa.
We'll take all the ideas.
All right. Well, let's begin with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. What do you want to share with us on this last Tuesday?
Well, I've been talking quite a bit about summer school and, you know, our plans. And today, instead of me just sharing about summer school, I invited our elementary summer school director, Alfonso Castillo, to share with us all the amazing and exciting learning plans that we have coming up in just a few weeks. Welcome, Alfonso.
Well, glad to be here with you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Well, I thank you guys for having me here today, and I'm really excited to share some important details about our upcoming summer school program. This is a great opportunity for our students to really continue their learning and have some fun during their summer months. Where is summer school happening? This year, our summer school will take place at Alamosa Elementary School. We have organized the program across two specific buildings to better cater the different age groups. The K-2 building, the building will host the youngest students from kindergarten through second grade. We've created a welcoming and nurturing environment to support their early learning experiences. And in the 3-5 building, our older elementary student from third to fifth grade will be in the separate building. This is set up to allow tailor activities and instruction more appropriately for the development range. Having separate buildings for these age groups ensures that each group receives focused attention and resources that best support their educational needs. When does summer school take place?
Mm-hmm.
We have designed the schedule to offer flexibility to parents to provide the best learning experience for our students. So we'll have a morning session. For those who prefer a shorter day, we offer a morning session from 7:45 to 11 a.m. This session is perfect for students who thrive in morning and allows the rest of the day free for other activities or rest. Then we also have an all-day session for parents who need full options for students who benefit from longer learning periods. We have that all-day session from 7:45 to 2:45. This extended session includes additional activities, more in-depth instruction, and supervised breakfast and lunch. These two options provide flexibility to meet different family needs while ensuring that all students receive quality education and care throughout their time with us. In summary, summer school at Alamosa Elementary School is designed with our students' needs in mind, with dedicated spaces for different age groups and flexible schedule options. We are committed to providing a supportive and enriching environment for all participants. We believe summer school is not just about catching up or staying on track academically, but also inspiring a love of learning, building social skills, and having fun. We look forward to the productive and enjoyable summer with our students.
All right. So can we jump in with questions?
Let's do it.
All right. So do you have to receive an invitation to come, or is it open to anyone that wants to come?
So this year we really looked at a group of students that were kind of in what we call the yellow range in NWA testing and assessment. We wanted to kind of really gear into those individuals or students that will kind of make big growths where we can really help them out. So it was by recommendation. Teachers were recommending most of the students that we had. for summer school.
Okay. And so those letters went out, parents were contacted.
Yes, we sent out letters, I believe, April 25th, and then we had a due date of May 1st, which we're still getting some registrations. I know some people tend to get those a little later, but we're pretty much done with registration. And so our school year is just about ahead of us.
Okay. So what about, will there be bus transportation?
Yes, we do have bus transportation. We will be transporting kids morning and afternoon sessions. So for those parents who are going half day, they will need to pick up those students during the midday.
Okay. And then if their child is going to begin after lunch, should they drop their child off then as well, or will the bus come by?
So we don't have an afternoon session. We just have a morning session and a full
and
day.
And a full day.
That's
okay.
All we have.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess it's important to add that there will be pickup zones.
Okay.
So it might not necessarily be the way families are used to, but there will definitely be pickup zones based on the density of the students that are attending summer school. And I guess one important message is we wish we could offer summer school for all. We wish we had those types of funds and just extend the school year for those families that are interested because we realize that the demand is more than what we could offer.
Sure.
But with the funds that we do have, we have a very targeted approach to, you know, to try to move some students forward academically. And like Mr. Castillo has said, just provide a full experience of enrichment courses as well as fun, which is leading to my question. You know, I know we're focused on, you know, reading, math. What are some of what are some of the enrichment courses that are in planning?
So we will have like STEM projects and stuff that they will be doing in the afternoon.
Okay.
And so that will be kind of a nice thing. And then we are offering a day in which the students will actually get out of the classroom in the afternoon to go to Splashland. And so that just kind of creates an environment that they can kind of enjoy a little
and
bit.
Kind of an incentive.
Yeah, kind of an incentive
yes.
as well. On, so we will offer that every other day for K2 and 3-5 buildings. So
okay.
every other Wednesday.
All right. And there will be breakfast and lunch will be provided the way we normally do, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess the last thing to add is, you know, we understand that we educate the whole child.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Castillo was able to talk to one of our counselors to continue to provide some social-emotional support as well as some
yes.
to just continue the programming into the summer. So we're very excited about that. Like I said, he leads the elementary summer school. The secondary summer school is very similar. It'll be held at almost high school with similar dates. And that's
June
more geared.
June 3rd through the 27th.
Yes, the month of June. And that's more geared towards credit recovery at the high school as well as, you know, the middle school. There's going to be a component of credit recovery, but also in-person, face-to-face learning as they're used
right,
to.
Right, right. Yeah. And so if your child got an invitation, consider it a special invitation where they can move forward in their education. And so do send them. If your child gets that invitation, send them.
Yes, and if for some reason you got an invitation and it's an absolute no, let us know because there's other kids that would
right,
love to take
right.
that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just want to add, we had about 107 out of the 128 students that were recommended are coming
have
to summer
already
school.
Committed.
So we did get a good turnout
awesome.
On that.
Wonderful. And I hope that secondary that we see those numbers up there as well. And why not get a head start on the next year?
Yes.
All right. Ponch, we wish you the very best with summer school and just look forward to kids moving forward.
I thank you guys for having me here today. Thank you.
Let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. And we have a special guest with us today.
We do. We have a very special guest. We have our superintendent with us today. Dr. Jones has been leading Alamosa School District for the past 3 years. I might be just a tad bit biased because I work right next to her every single day, and I get to see her passion for our kids, our community. So we have the pleasure of having her with us today to share a whole lot about what is going on and what is exciting for us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Jones, welcome to Education Radio. You know, it's best to start with you and end with you and just let our community hear from you. We've had the opportunity to speak with you on several occasions, and today we have some questions for you as well. Today we want to look back on this school year. And so here's your first question. What is the moment you feel proudest of?
You know, there's so many, Adri, that we could talk about, but I think one of the most important to our students and staff and even our community is the assessment scores and the positive ratings that we received with Ortega Middle School moving from turnaround status to improvement. That was jumping two steps. Alamosa Elementary School 3-5 moving from priority improvement to performance, and then the high school remaining in the performance level, allowing the district to also be in performance. That just showed how much determination and dedication and grit that our staff and students showed the previous school year, but we got to recognize that this year, and it's something that I'm so proud of for them and of them, and it makes a difference in our community.
Absolutely.
Okay, you talked about community. Now, you've lived in our beautiful valley for 3 years now. I want to ask you, what does it mean to be an Alamosan to you?
You know, that's such a great question. I've been honestly taken aback by the sense of community in Alamosa since I moved here, and the open arms and people welcoming me to be a part of the community as I've participated in different activities and organizations. But that each person, I see the difference that everyone's making and the intention behind that, and really, truly trying to make a difference for the community and the greater good.
And so as you look back on this year, what moment makes you smile?
You know, again, Adri, there's so many, but most recently, I've had a big smile for several weeks with our three Betcher finalists. That is such an impressive feat. And it is, as the students talked about even here, the importance of their education, the importance of their community, and those people that rallied behind them. And that each one of those three students began their education career in Alamosa Elementary and moved forward. So I just am smiling in pride for them, their families, but also the staff members and community members that truly dug in and supported those students along the way. And that also is a reflection on our school district and our community.
I'm going to jump in there and just say, you know, they are three remarkable young people, and they've done much more than just study and prepare. I mean, they have given back, I think, to the school community as well.
They truly have. And just being a part of the community in different ways. They've all three done participated in different formats throughout the district and the community. And I just couldn't be prouder for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about for the size of our high school, having three finalists and two Betcher Award recipients, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for them, for their families, for our district, for our community, to say that, you know, from Alamosa, we have great kids that are doing great things. And as our motto says, students today, leaders tomorrow.
Although
that's say that we have several students who are leading today as their students.
Absolutely. So lots of great things happened, but what do you wish that we had accomplished this year?
Well, you know, we have had, although our Everyday Matters campaign was a huge success, and we reached 93% attendance rate, our goal was an average daily attendance rate of 95%. And as we want to celebrate these things, as Dr. Murillo says, we're still not satisfied. So we're going to keep working at that attendance campaign. Even though we still exceeded the state of Colorado's rate of 90%, we'll continue our campaign to ensure that our students and families understand the importance of attending school and to ultimately reach our goal and hopefully beyond.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Jones, I work closely with you, and I know that the job of central office, there's a lot to it. So there's, I guess, what's front-facing, meaning instruction, attendance, and there's also, you know, what I call the different parts of the house, which is, you know, nutrition, maintenance, transportation, safety and security, communications, in order for a school district to function well. I guess I'm extending the same question. What do we wish we had accomplished in either one of those departments that we didn't quite get to?
Well, there's many, many things on our list of things to do, if you will. We have most recently participated in a process for our facilities to develop a facilities master plan. Dr. Murillo, you've talked about that here in this setting, and I've put it out into the community in the Moose Message, as well as Alamosa Citizen and the Valley Courier have all shared the information. And I hope and encourage people to really actually go click on that link and see all of the needs. The needs are there not because people were negligent. It's just as our buildings get older, some things can be seen with the naked eye and some can't. And so we, now that we know what's hidden behind some of those, some of that machinery, we now have a plan that we need to put into action. And so those, that deferred maintenance, if you will, and then as we've talked through our facilities committee and with our administrators and even with our teaching staff, we know there are things that we need to continue to try and put into place to continue to grow our CTE programs, to continue to provide quality learning experience, and as we continue to say, create the conditions for our students and staff to be successful.
So let's talk about your plans for next year.
Well, again, continuing on with our most recent subject, implementing our facilities master plan is going to be extremely important. So we are going through the process right now of looking at each piece of that per site and where our needs are. We are... within the next week, most of our community members, or hopefully all of our community members, will be receiving a mailer with information regarding our facilities master plan and asking about their opinion about a bond issue and what their thoughts are, and showing that it would be $64 for each person per $100,000, $64 a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone said the other day that that's, if you divide that out, that's less than a coffee a week. So is that something that the community would support us in? There's a lot of information on that mailer, and I encourage everyone to truly read and answer the questions. There's different ways to turn in the survey that's associated with the mailer and the information. They can do that through a QR code, through a link, through a survey on a website, or they can actually hand deliver that survey back or mail it back to us.
And Andrea, I will add that something that goes hand in hand with that, that we're excited about, is the continuation of our strategic plan, the continuation of the implementation of academic improvement, family partnerships, and then, you know, number two, which is retention and recruitment of our staff, as well as, you know, just working on the whole child, the social and emotional piece. So, you know, we're just getting started. We wrapped up a full year. We've seen some results, so we are ready and excited to dive in deeper to get better at doing the work.
Okay. So, Dr. Jones, what is your summer message for our community?
Oh, my goodness. My summer message is that I hope there's so much research out there that I hope that all of us take some time to read.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that only helps us grow mentally and emotionally as we can learn from what we're reading, but also that we take time to take care of ourselves and renew and refresh. And the summer, with our four-day school week, the calendar is shorter and shorter.
Yes.
So our schools will be open the week of July 22nd. And so that summer is going to go very quickly. So I hope that we can all get our calendars organized and spend time with our families and our friends and be ready to come back to school.
Yeah. All right. Let's get those trips done during the summer, yes. Right?
Just to clarify, that means that secretaries as well as principals will be back. Of course, yes. Kids will come back a little later.
Yes.
Dr. Jones.
Not a lot later.
So we're talking about all these plans and the trajectory, the strategic plan, now the master's facilities plan. Where do you see our district in 5 years from now?
You know, we are moving, as you just mentioned, in a positive trajectory and moving forward. And we are seeing the needle move. We have a plan. We have plans in place. So in 5 years, our trajectory would show that we would be beginning or implementing a new strategic plan, that we have reached out to the community again and received input to see how we can better build on the foundation of the strategic plan we have right now. It's also that in 5 years, we will have made, I hope, a lot of headway on our facilities master plan and creating the conditions and sustaining our buildings that we have for our students and staff. And hopefully we're growing our student population. You know, our goal and the goal of the board is to be the destination in the Valley for students to attend school and for teachers to teach.
All right. I have a question for both of you. So teachers have been looking forward to some time off, but we know that before we know it, we'll be back. And so what message do you have for teachers?
You know, it's always one of gratitude, and I say this often, and I hope people truly understand how heartfelt it is, how grateful we are for each of them, because the work of an educator is not easy, and it's trying and tiring, but such a profound thing when we are able to develop relationships, instill resilience and grit in our students, and even those soft skills that help our students be successful out in the world, and those things are not always tangible or evident, especially in the moment, but they may be later on. And we never know the power that we have or the influence that we have with others. And so I just want to express my gratitude and thanks for showing up every day. You know, we tell our students 90% is showing up, but our teachers show up for our students consistently. And we've seen, just like in the Betcher Scholars, we see the impact that they have. And I hope for them that they, too, have scheduled some time for themselves and their families, and that they have some time to refresh and rejuvenate.
I will also start with a thank you to teachers. We all know. We've all been in the classroom, so we all know what that's like. It's a hard job. The second piece that I will say is that we appreciate our partnership. It is a true partnership because there are many districts they can choose to work for, and they choose to work for the Alamosa School District. I've shared here before that the average years of experience of our educators are 12. So people are choosing to stay, And then, you know, the last piece is to continue to trust us. We are willing to listen. We're willing to be very flexible, but we also have our plans that are grounded on what the community told us to do, as well as through the guidance of the school board, through Dr. Jones, and then the team of folks that we work very hard and we work together to again, create the conditions for the improvement and the trajectory to happen. And then, yeah, last piece, enjoy the weather, rejuvenate. That's very needed. You know, Dr. Jones and I will get a chance to have a few days off and rejuvenate, and then we're excited. If you're going to be new to our district and if you're listening, you happen to be listening, we have a great induction planned, and then we cannot wait for that big meeting back where we get to share some of our data and deliver a message to get us going for next school year.
Well, Dr. Jones, thank you for being with us today on Education Radio. We know that your work will not stop on Friday when some of us get to go home, but you'll continue working throughout the summer. And we hope that you get a break at some point for some relaxation, some fun, and some family time. So thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I want to send a special shout out to both of you. This you have been dedicated to sharing the message of Alamosa School District for 2 years now.
Oh my goodness.
It's so exciting, and it is a point of pride for all of us, and your dedication to showing up every Tuesday to do this is it's made a difference in our district and community. So thank you both for all that you do.
Thank you. And, you know, when I moved here 15 years ago, I was searching the internet for any information I could on Alamosa. And so hopefully when we have new families coming in, they can listen and learn a little bit more about us.
They can listen, they can watch, they can read.
All right. Well, let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
Well, given that we're down to the last week of school,
yes.
I mean, we just talked about summer school, but really the last event is graduation.
Yes.
Again, it's
very
coming up.
Very special occasion.
Very special. May 25th, 9 a.m., Alamosa High School Stadium. Of course, Alamosa High School graduation, followed by 1 p.m., Alamosa Alternative School, as well as Alamosa Online School.
All right, and they'll all be out at the stadium.
All be out at the stadium,
okay.
So we hope for great weather, for the wind to be calm, and for the sun to be out.
All right, and don't forget summer school, June 3rd through the 27th. I sincerely hope, community, that you enjoy some fun family time with your children. Remember that learning can happen anywhere. How about having your child help you cook? Have them practice measuring ingredients or read the recipe or do some of the steps. Maybe cleaning the yard or working in the garden can become a learning experience too. Have fun with your children. You know, they're only home for the summer for 12 years. Take advantage of that time. All right, well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.